Timmy's house adventures bears with two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, with Timmy's house, fiddledy widdledy doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting adventure of Big Timmy's House Adventures, The Reaper's Mark. Ooh, there's a weird creaking sound in the background that you probably won't hear now that I've mentioned it. Ooh. Anyway, last time our adventure saw a orc lady do a magic trick on a man, and he disappeared. Where could he have gone? What could be happening? Who knows? Soon you will, because you're going to listen to the episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Doop-a-doop-a-doo. Well, see you at the end. Enjoy!
So, I'm going to say don't go this way.
Don't go there. I'm sad there's a prisoner still in there, but that's not much. Unfortunately, we can't save everybody.
I mean, there is a thought where we could sort of like slam the door, right? And then Lee could run around the corner and hide. And then hopefully they just sort of charge past and then we could try and get out. But
I like the hopefully.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, if they're perceptive enough, they would be like, oh, they're all down there. And then we'd be fucked.
Game over.
What do you reckon then? Should we just go back?
I think we should. I think we should try and go back.
Okay. So Lee's like, I wouldn't go that way. Come on, gang. We'll go. What we'll do, we'll go back to the previous place. Ah, what are you doing?
Back from whence you came.
Ah! Trying to just get it so that I can actually see the map. Yeah, that's the one.
I've dragged you over, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm having real difficulty using the map, apparently. It's just like, no, and this thing's, I keep getting notifications about like, oh, you've got emails. I'm like, yeah, I know. My proper email account fucking came up with it before. Right. Do you want to go in this door or the furthest door?
Well, I expect the goblins have moved.
We don't know where they are because that was true. A while back.
So I think Lee should sneak in.
You want him to sneak in that end?
Yeah, if he sneaks in that end, he can tell us where we are.
So Lee's going to go to the opposite door and sort of like peers in.
Okay.
See if he sees Robbos.
Peering in, he just sees the rocks. He needs to go in a bit deeper.
Okay, so he goes in and then looks around the corner.
Look around the corner, you don't see those orcs there anymore. So you're not sure where they've gone or where they went. It could be that orc that walked past you may have been one of them. But you do remember the last time that you were there, there were five of them there, and now there's none.
Should we just risk it and go
Let's
in?
Let's just risk it and go in, yeah.
If we go in this end as well. Right, so we're sort of going to, as a group, we sort of go in and we sort of tell the villagers to sort of follow behind us.
The villagers are kind of, they're listening to you intently and following you as if you know what you're doing, or at least you might be able to help them out. So they're sneaking. They're not making as much noise anymore, but they're not incredibly stealthy.
Okay, well, I mean
that's fine.
You know, doing their best. Some of them are going through the wall at this point, which is
yeah, fine. Didn't want to change them.
They've got wall melting powers. It's fine.
I'm trying to make sure they're not underneath your tokens either.
Okay. Can I Can I see anything using my cat eyes?
You don't see anything like dangerous, or I could check, have a look, see if you sense anything else, maybe. There's no traps in the area. The floor is very bad. It's not like flat surface. It's bumpy and like the council need to come through and sort it out.
Oh, you know they won't though. Yeah, totally. They're just gonna leave it so that people can trip up over it, mm-hmm. and then they'll use it as a thing in their they're like, oh, we'll make the pavements good again.
Good again, yeah.
We'll make the pavements great again.
Yeah. I think we just need to continue going forward slowly.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's gonna end badly for us, but
right, we'll go up to this corner.
Yeah.
Literally all the other guys are sort of trooped in. Lee's gonna sneak forward a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so as they're moving forward. The light is a little bit dimmer. There's not many torches this way now, but the path is leading up into a corridor. Okay. And there are steps, just a couple steps heading upwards.
So Lee's sort of sneaking around the corner a bit more. We're going to sort of lead the villagers into this part.
So the path directly in front of him is damaged. And you can see a big gaping hole there.
Right. Just thinking I might actually put myself at the back so that we don't lose anyone.
Someone wants to flank us as well. Yeah.
Lee, so we're going to sneak up to this bit. We're trying to just get a... It's going to lead to the wargs, isn't it? Like, there'll be just like a secret back door to the wargs.
And they'll come pouring out. Lee, moving up.
Oh, rubbish.
Okay. He doesn't sense anything new or see anything. I guess he's more focused on the floor because it's a little bit shoddy. There's even like a crudely made wooden platform across one gap, right? Let me get my mouse right here.
All right, do you want to go up and have a look as well?
Yeah, I'll go up and have a look because obviously we know we're in the mid. The people are in the middle, so we're in, and you're at the back, so you're gonna.
You're wanting the people to stay where they are?
Yeah, between me and Lee, we're going to scout out the area. Because
okay,
obviously probably a bit lighter than Lee, maybe.
Just with your help with perception, you're able to see a little bit further ahead of you.
Do I sense magical...
Steps.
More steps.
Yeah, so now these steps are actually going, there's a couple steps going down. You had a couple going up, and now there's a couple going down.
Are you guys going to carry on?
Yeah, we'll carry on a little bit further, carefully, sneakily.
Okay.
And I'm going to just push the villagers.
Push them a little bit more into this.
Like, they can go into this bit here, the sort of like the corner.
Around
you. Arrow drawn.
I'll move them into position so then it's easier to move them up.
Yeah.
Okay. As you guys step forward now, your natural perception would be able to see. You see a goblin in front of you with his back to you, and he's initially on the floor. He's picking himself up off the floor, and as he gets his stuff, he picks up like a little spear, pulls his raggy pants back up, and kind of yells abuse in the direction that you guys are heading. So not at you, but away from you. Yeah. And is just shouting abuse down the corridor, saying things like,
"You're gonna left me.
I show you, Gummits no pushover. You no pushover, Gummits. God, stupid orcs, I hate them." And at that moment, he turns around and stepping a few steps backwards first.
We need to shoot him now.
He turns around.
Do you want to shoot
and him? Sees you guys. And is
yeah,
like,
we need to shoot him. I'm telling
wait, 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 wait. Sorry, Dave, can you say that again? Because
he says, so what? he was stepping back and then he turned around and I'm now stopping here to freeze the time as he sees you guys and is just basically makes the shocked noise of "Wah!" And time is frozen while you make decisions.
Do you want to fight him?
But it looks like he's about to shout something.
Do you want to do it? I'm right at the back. I can't do anything.
His eyes are wide.
Do you want to? Are you going to make the executive decision to start a battle?
I think we need to.
Okay then.
Because we don't want him to scream any more orcs, do we? Because obviously then we're going to be in a real serious issue.
So Lee is going to shoot at him with his crossbow.
Okay. Without triggering battle mode just yet, because you guys were in stealth, you have the upper hand. Oh, he's going to shoot his crossbow. Let me get the character sheet up. Yeah, Lee's not been very good with his crossbow this entire game.
I think we've all been pretty rubbish with anything.
Well, that's not true.
Well, I mean, we're still both like so bitter about that last battle where we were just like,
yeah, that was one battle.
Yeah, that one guy walk. Though just clanging off everything. Yeah. You're like, oh, are you fucking serious?
not with the wolves and the shambling plant things and the other goblins in the cave.
That, actually,
the Minotaur, you managed to somehow not wake him up. So his crossbow fires and whizzes past his face.
Do you want to?
I will also attack with my bow.
Bow, okay.
Wait a second, I'm still in range, aren't I?
You don't have line of sight. Both of you have missed.
Yay! Good time.
I guess it's probably a good time to just start the battle then.
because the goblin shouts, "Prisoners escaping!"
I mean, the alternative was to go through that room with all the...
True.
All the goblins. We can go back if you want.
No.
We're going to have to do some sort of battle then.
It's just annoying.
I mean, some people clamber for battle. Some people are battle ready, battle born. The goblin ready to battle. Mm-hmm. He rolls a 5.
Nope, that's goblin. I don't want goblin.
Goblin, we'll roll again.
27? Look at you.
So despite the fact that I'm the furthest away, I'm just like, I'm ready for battle.
Yep, you're super ready. Right. And also, Giggles, you go up by 1 because you're right next to Lee. Okay, Milo. So with the idea with battlers, I suppose for the listeners at home as well, is that with each turn, it only lasts in real time mode, I think it's like 6 seconds or like that. So in turn-based mode, what is actually happening is everything's going off all at once. But obviously for the game, and so we can plan what we're doing, it's like everything's moving in slow motion. So right now the goblin is pointing at you guys with a scared look on his face, and he's about to turn around and go to run.
Right, so I've just moved into his line of sight through the villagers, and I'm going to do dual strike on him. No. I'm going to mark him.
First.
Mark the target. Well done. Well remembered. and then I'm dual strike with my longbow, because that is how we roll.
The second one hits. First one doesn't. And because he's marked. Oof. 17 damage to the goblin. Plus, you were sneaky. He didn't see you. He saw the other two. So, with a sneak attack, that makes it 34 damage as an arrow strikes him in the back. Explain how he dies.
Yes! So, is it just the one?
Just the one arrow, yeah.
Yeah, the other one missed.
So, the first one sailed past him and he sort of was like, what is that? And then the other one went straight through his ear. And it's sort of like, you know when you get those hats where it's like the arrows there. And he just sort of was like, he was just like, I never got to see Riverdance. And then fell down. And a bit of his brain was on the end of the of the arrow.
Nice.
And as he was in his final moments of life.
Carry on. Did another roll to see if, yes, that goblin wanted to watch Riverdance. And yeah, you got an 18, so carry on.
Right. So in his final moments, he got his phone out and tried to watch the Riverdance on YouTube. But
nice.
But he was out of...
But he realised he doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, he realised. It was his brain. His brain was like, you've got a mobile phone. And he was like, I can watch the video. Oh, no, it doesn't exist. It's just a
rock with a chalk drawing on it.
Yeah. So,
All right. So the other team, just a little heads up of what happened here. They ended up tackling Gobbits to the floor and tying him up and talking to him. And then they eventually threw him down the hole.
Oh, nice.
Well, at least we were slightly kinder to him by murdering him.
Giving him a quick death.
Yeah.
I would suggest that you guys loot his body.
Yeah, we need to loot him.
Because he might have some good... He might have Riverdance tickets.
Yeah, awesome keys, awesome things.
Okay.
I like the fact that I know a lot about orcs and goblins.
Yeah.
Whoever wants it, you've got 8 gold pieces.
Give it to Lee, because Lee was upset that he didn't have enough, as much as we did.
You've got 428 now.
Nice.
Okay. And looking at his corpse, you don't see anything else. It's just the spear that he's holding. That's about it.
Okay.
Maybe we could give that to one of the villagers.
Yeah, are we able to pick it up and give it to one of the villagers?
Sure, yeah. He's also got his goblin pants as well, but that's about it.
Take them off.
Take them off. maybe we should put the body down the...
Yeah, let's throw his
throw the body down the hole, so then there's no body.
Wait, let's humiliate him first by taking off his pants, though. Lee's gonna keep his pants. As a victim.
Can we give it to one of the villagers, if they need some better
protection of clothes. Okay. We'll see if anyone wants his pants.
Yeah.
Okay, they are rearing back in disgust as you hand them these very stinky, filthy pants.
I say, you don't have to have it if you don't want it.
Big enough for a child. And it's just not, like, go garth.
If in doubt, chuck him down the hole.
How are you holding that with your bare hand?
Lee's like, I'm a fictional character, it's fine. Alright, so we'll chuck his body
down the hole.
Okay.
We'll chuck his nude body down, his new corpse down the hole.
So if someone is following us, they don't know there's someone, you know, missing.
Okie dokes.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. Alright, let's continue.
Alrighty.
Move us forward then.
Yeah, we'll sort of just like, again, we'll file the villagers down, and I'll go to the back of the villagers to
carry them along. We'll keep scouting ahead.
Right. Because, yeah, there might be a couple of orcs this way.
Yeah. If he was like...
I'm assuming you want to go back into stealth again.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. I keep forgetting we have to keep going back into it.
Yeah, once you've been spotted.
Am I still in stealth then? Because technically...
You are, because you fired at him.
Okay.
Well, no, you're out of stealth because you fired him. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm rubbish.
Eagle's not as stealthy this time.
Lee, do you go... No one's as stealthy as
well. Do you want to swap then?
Lee still holding his armor like a wedding dress. And Milo kind of sneaking, but not.
You're better this time than I am. So
okay.
We'll swap.
Milo's like, I feel more stealthy. And you're like,
I'll hang back.
I'll be ready to fry anyone that comes near. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, I've got cat eyes, so.
Yeah, you can see.
That's me using my cat eyes.
Okay, sounds like X-ray vision, to be perfectly honest, but.
With your woo, 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 cat eyes.
Thank you for respecting my.
Well, you did pretty well.
You'll see you down the corridor. You see a few shapes of bodies. One of them larger than another. You can't tell if they're walking away from you or walking towards you, but they're quite far away.
Wow. Luckily, we're in stealth-ish mode.
Okay.
So let's slowly make our way through this corridor, shall we?
Yeah, we'll sort of carry on.
Okay. I'll drag you as well, Giggles.
Thank you.
We're sort of, like, shitting ourselves.
Yep, totally. Hoping this is the right way to go. Oh, we might have to go single file now. Oh, Christ.
Okay, the shadows don't seem to be getting smaller.
What do you want to do? Do you want to just carry on and...
We can go, maybe we can go a little bit further and see where it takes us. Maybe not too far, but...
Here?
Yeah.
So me and Lee sort of sneak a bit forward.
And do you want the people as well, or to stay where they are or move?
Stay where you are.
Stay where they are for now.
You've hailed us not to move, so we're going to stay where we are.
Okay.
Yeah, Milo goes like, ka-ka, ka-ka.
So much closer now. Milo, mostly, you can see that the bodies are moving towards you guys. And you begin to see quite a tough-looking orc, heavily armored.
Oh, gosh.
He seems to be in some conversation as well as they're heading your way.
Run away!
What do we do? We've got a choice now. I think we can stand and fight, and we might have an advantage because we're just in the corridor.
Maybe.
It's going to be like sort of single file.
You are seeing shadows of more than just one.
How many shadows? Or is it just...
It's hard to tell, but there's possibly more than three.
What do you want to do?
One of them is very big.
There's no right or wrong.
No, no.
It's like...
It's just a situation.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Because the worst thing is we've got people with us.
That's it. That's what I'm more worried about is the people.
But we can sort of, we might be able to sort of get we can basically do a stealth attack at this point. If we're going to attack them. Because I think if they encounter us, they're going to attack us.
Oh, yeah, they are. Of course they are.
What do you reckon? I'm thinking attack.
I think we might have to. I have a feeling this might be the way out, so.
Yeah. Right.
Is that your final answer?
No.
I mean, we can try and talk to him, but I don't think he's going to be very happy.
No.
Do we recognize him? Is he like that dicky one from before?
You don't recognize this orc. I want to assist, but I feel like I've been assisting too much, so I'm going to hold back.
Can we see any sort of secret passages or places to hide or what do you reckon? Do
dungeoneering.
Should we just send Lee ahead and he can go like look?
Looking through the corridors, you don't see any hidden passages that you could like hide into. There's maybe a couple crevices that you might be able to really squeeze up against the walls, but who's to say the moment they walk past you, they'll just see you in their peripheral vision and go, oh, hello.
Yeah. I mean,
you can send Lee, I guess, because he's the most sneakiest, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah. Should we send Lee?
Send Lee forward a little bit.
Oh, hang on.
Not you. You stay there. There you go.
He goes a bit forward. And the music has stopped, so
I'm at least restarting.
Okay, that's fine. I thought it was some sort of like.
Oh my god! Look at the big one.
Them still moving towards you. Some of them coming more into the light. The general at front holds a hand back to stop everyone as he's clocked Lee. I'll reveal a little bit more because of Lee. And behind, so you got this heavily armored general looking confident as fuck. He looks very experienced. And behind him is this big hulk of an orc, massive beard, huge tusks, a braided mohawk down his head, running down his back. He's got a few huge pauldrons on his shoulder on one side, and the rest is pretty much bare chest. He wields. Oh, okay. He's not. I didn't plan it because I didn't expect anyone to attack him, I guess. Okay. So he's wielding a large warhammer. He doesn't have a shield or anything. He just has like metal armor for like wrist plates going up his arm. And as the orc stops him.
Yagak, we've got prisoners escaping.
Well, now that was an exciting episode. We had the desecration of a corpse, and the heroes are now about to be potentially murdered by a big group of orcs. Oh no! Will they survive? Will Milo start cleaning himself? Will I get a new job? Who knows? You'll have to tune in next time on Big Timmy's House Adventures. Curse of the Reaperberg! Now, get out of my house. And stay out this time.